It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today we're diving into Buddha's five remembrances. These ancient reflections serve as reminders of life's impermanence, offering us profound insights that can shift the way we live and relate to change, suffering, and loss. While these truths may seem heavy at first, they are intended to foster acceptance, compassion, and mindfulness. Let's explore each one and reflect on how they can help us embrace the present moment with peace. The first remembrance is, I am of the nature to grow old. I cannot escape aging. Aging is an undeniable part of life, yet many of us struggle with the idea of growing older. What if, instead of resisting aging, we embraced it as a natural part of existence? Each wrinkle, each gray hair, is evidence of the life we've lived. Mindfulness helps us savor the present, recognizing that aging is a gift. It's proof that we've made it this far. And isn't aging, what do they say? Aging is better than the alternative. You're alive. How might your perspective shift if you embraced aging as a sign of wisdom and experience? Okay, the second remembrance is, I am of the nature to get sick. I cannot escape illness. We often take good health for granted until sickness catches us off guard. The second remembrance reminds us that illness is a part of being human. Mindfulness teaches us to care for ourselves with compassion during these times and to cherish moments of health without clinging to them. And I think that's, when you're sick, I guess you will be forced to face this fact. But when we're healthy, we often think that getting sick is just what other people do. But you're going to get sick. So cherish your health without clinging to it, knowing that it's not going to last forever. That's what this does for me. All of these remembrances allow me to cherish what is right now. Can you allow yourself to be gentle with your body, especially during times of illness or discomfort? And can you allow yourself to, when you're healthy, to cherish it without clinging to it? The third remembrance, I am of the nature to die. I cannot escape death. This truth, perhaps the most challenging, confronts us with the reality of death. Rather than fearing it, the Buddha invites us to contemplate death so we may live more fully. When we remember that our lifetime is limited, each day becomes more precious. This isn't meant to create anxiety, but rather gratitude for the people we love, for the moments we are alive, right here and now. Too often, we try to ignore death until it happens, until our loved ones die. And we try not to contemplate our own death until we're dying. But what if we were able to remember daily that life is precious and short? I'll throw in a little joke here. They say, live as if today is your last day. And I say, well, then where's the bed and all the morphine? but seriously, cherish life. When people get to the end of their life, they think, I wish I would have done this, and I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have focused more on this and that. Well, what if you realize now that life is short and you live the way that you wish you would have by the end of your life. I think this truth, contemplating the fact that death is certain, you will die, allows us to live a life that we will be happy with when the end is near. What would change in your life if you fully embraced the reality that each moment is a gift? The fourth remembrance, everyone and everything I love are of the nature to change. I cannot escape being separated from them. This reminder can be painful. We all know what it feels like to lose someone or something we cherish. However, the Buddha teaches us that all things are impermanent, and clinging to them causes suffering. When we accept that change and loss are inevitable, we can open ourselves to appreciate people and experiences in the present without grasping. How might your relationships deepen if you fully embrace the impermanence of life? The fifth remembrance is, my actions are my only true belongings. I cannot escape the consequences of my actions. This remembrance emphasizes the importance of karma. Our actions create ripple effects that shape our lives. While we can't control the outcomes of everything in life, we can choose how we respond. Mindfulness helps us pause before reacting, allowing us to act with kindness, patience, and integrity. What kind of legacy are your actions creating? Are they aligned with the person you want to become? Are they aligned with the person you are in this present moment? The present moment is the only moment that exists. So does that mean that the you that you are in this present moment is the only you that exists? These five remembrances can feel difficult at first, yet when we reflect on them regularly, they begin to soften our resistance to life's realities. They teach us to embrace what is rather than wishing things were different. Life is impermanent. Things will change. Loss will come, and that is okay. If this resonates with you, you might make a daily intention, may I live fully, knowing that everything is fleeting. Thank you for joining me in today's practice. If you'd like to explore mindfulness further, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer mindfulness coaching services and guided meditations. And if you have a question you'd like answered on a future episode, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com, just the letters, no apostrophes. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.